Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everything should have its own place. Right? Everything should have its own place. God's universe is that way. The orbits are precise. Even in a cursed state, it's amazing the precision that remains in the planet, in your body. And this is in a cursed state. It's been messed up, but it still retains so much of its precision. But the wise man, everybody else grabs their axe and runs to the woods. They already been working and sweat's flying and bark's flying. How many understand just because there's a lot of noise and a lot of motion does not mean that that's everything? People that's making the most noise is not automatically the people that are getting the most done. Wisdom will allow you to get more done in less time with less effort. Now, who wouldn't be for that? Get more done with less effort in less time. Who votes for that? So what do you got to do, though? Everybody grabs their axe, runs to the woods. They're singing and they're swinging and the bark's flying and they're sweating. They're working, 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 working. And what do? Yeah, but you're not even in the woods. What do? You sit down and you get your file and you're sharpening the axe. Looks like they're way ahead of you. Sounds like it. Some people might even look at you and go, well, what you sitting on that stump for? Get busy. You are. See, this is wisdom. Why hasn't Brother Keith come out of there yet? He needs to get busy. I am. So a lot of you didn't get that. Now, I know what I speak. I come from a line of people with strong work ethic. My granddad, he worked himself till he broke his body. My dad, same thing. He worked himself till he broke his body down. Multiple jobs. I mean, you did not lay up in the bed and goof off. You got busy. You did your work and then some. You pulled your weight. And there's some good things about that. But when I got into ministry, and the Lord's dealing with me about praying and waiting on Him. And I'm trying to take some time and pray. And my mind is racing. What are you doing? You're just sitting here in this chair. You're laying across the bed. You need to get busy. I am. Come on now, some of you are getting this a little bit and some of you are like, what am I doing? Sharpening my axe. Are you getting this now?
Yeah.
And man, I had to work on myself. I had to renew my mind because, you know, all my training and generations of more men are saying, get up, boy. Get out there and get with it. Yeah, but my job is spiritual. How do I get with it? Well, see, I could book myself silly. Right? I could book myself back to back. And man, I got a jet. I could keep the sky hot, man. I could call them before I got in and say, quick turn, have the fuel truck waiting on me. All right, fuel that thing, fire up, we gone. Yeah, if I hurry up, I can preach three times a day in three different states. Now, sometimes, if the Lord leads you that way, okay. But people get addicted to busyness. And they have to be moving, moving, moving. Two cell phones and a fax machine and text messaging and the microwave going. And they feel like I ain't doing anything. And these are people who waste enormous amounts of time and resource. Three people got that. These people who are so busy waste enormous amounts of time doing things they shouldn't even be doing and are chronically fatigued. Always talking about how busy they are, always talking about how tired they are, and it's because they're doing things they shouldn't even be involved in. What should they be doing? Sharpening their axe. You got to put your flesh under to do that. Especially if you've been busy, 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 busy. In healing school one day, we had healing school at the Hagen Ministry every day, twice a day. And the morning session was just for those that had problems in their body. It wasn't open to the general public. Just for them, if you're coming to receive for yourself. And this particular week, I had like four businessmen who were CEOs of companies. It's interesting how it worked out. They were there at the same time. And I had my message ready. And I came and we sang a song or two and I said, turn to such and such. We're going to preach on healing today, you know. And I started and I looked at them. They were sharp. They were sitting there with their daytimer notebook open and their gold pen. And they were looking at me like, come on, let's get with it. Right. I've got a 10:30. And the Lord checked me. He said, tell them, close your Bible, close your notebook, put up your pen. We're going to wait on the Lord for 2 hours today. Does this have anything to do with healing? They that wait upon the Lord, they'll renew their strength. What about them that never have time to wait? The rest of that passage goes on to talk about how they will run. Come on now. And they won't get weary. They won't faint. Well, we got a lot of weary people. So what is obvious? They are not waiting on the Lord. They are just going, 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 going. And a lot of people are doing it in the name of ministry, in the name of the Lord, and it's not true. I said it's not true. They're doing a lot of stuff the Lord never told them to do. Some of it's good things, but He didn't tell you to do it. And one of them told me later, he said, oh man, he said, this is one of the hardest things I ever did in my life. Because he's used to, come on, let's get it, let's go. I got an appointment, I got the next thing, I got to be here this afternoon. Come on, get them on the phone, get it faxed, get it done. Where's that email? And see, that was part of their problem. Stomach ulcers. Migraines. Digestion problems. Did you hear me now? They're in there because they got problems that they can't get fixed with a pill or at the doctor. They need healing major. And here the Lord gives the prescription. Wait on me. I went to the piano. I sang. We said, praise the Lord. 2 hours. It took most of them the first hour to just begin to get their head quiet. I could tell them they're trying, but they're like, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on. Oh, no. Praise the Lord. And see, if you're used to that, your mind is going all over the place. You're thinking about your schedule the rest of the day and what you got coming up and what you're going to do for lunch and who you need to call. And see, if you're doing that, you are not waiting on the Lord. Your mind's got to be on Him. And we came in the next day. They made it. We came in the next day and I got ready. And I said, well, close your Bible. I could see them. They're going, oh, man, not again. And we just waited on the Lord. All morning. We did that for like 4 days. And they got healed. They got healed. So what's the first thing to do? You find your stump. Everybody's out there. Sweat's flying. Bark's flying. You get your axe. You look at it. You look at the handle. You're turning it over. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Where's my file here? Let me get this. Shh. Shh. People are looking at you. Man, I've been chopping for 2 hours already. What'd you get over here? Yeah, where's your tree? Well, it's still here. We're still working on it. Yeah, exactly. Sharpen. Sharpen. And while you're sharpening, you're praying in the Spirit. Glovinaname Christi Fiadesti. Ove mani proposti fiadeci. Turn it over on the other side. You're sharpening. You're sharpening. Sharp till you know it, you got it right. Oh yeah. Eesh. That looks good. And you're still praying in the Spirit and you get your axe. Now Lord, what tree today? This whole forest full of trees out there. A lot of folk been slinging sweat and bark for half a day already, and you still talking about, you know, you hadn't got there yet. But are you wasting time? No, wisdom is profitable. Lord, what tree? What tree? And you're just praying in the Spirit, and you're looking, and you're checking your heart. Ah, that tree. Yeah, right there, right there. Yep, yep, that's it. That's the one. That's the one. Now see, other people have been slinging sweat and bark for hours, but you're further ahead than they are. And you haven't even swung an axe yet. Because I don't care how hard you're running if you're running the wrong way. I don't mean on ever how hard you're chopping if you're on the wrong tree. And so you got, yeah, that's it. That's it. I got the witness right here. That's the tree. Lord, now where do I hit it? Where do I hit that tree? That little knot right there. Right below that. Yeah, I got it. I got it. All right, Lord, give me strength to do this thing. Sharp axe. Right tree. Right spot. How long is it going to take? Boom, boom. Same place, same place, same place, same place. Other place. All right, focusing on that one spot. You hear a crack. All right, step back. Oh, there it comes. There it comes. All right, it's down. Yeah, I'm going to go home. I still have time to play with my kids. And other folk are still chopping and, oh, they're working. Oh, they're working. But the tree's still standing. And it's the wrong tree. Now they're going to have a lawsuit because they're chopping on somebody else's tree. I mean, know what I'm talking about now. Wisdom is profitable to direct.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Value of Wisdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602A. That's R1602A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank the feet of God.